Pennsylvania officials joined 14 other states in suing the Environmental Protection Agency. Announced at a news conference today on the banks of the Schuylkill River, the suit follows the EPA's decision to delay implementation of new, tougher standards for ozone in the air. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
Our air isn't as nasty as it used to be, but the EPA determined under the Obama administration tougher standards are needed. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro says you don't have to be a scientist to see that.
In fact, there were 97 days of elevated pollution levels here in Philadelphia back in 2015. That was the second highest number in the northeastern section of the United States.
EPA officials were supposed to identify areas that don't meet the new standards in October so they can get to work improving their air. But EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has announced the agency is delaying that step for a year. The Trump administration is determined to free businesses from what it regards as burdensome regulations. Governor Tom Wolf says businesses want regulations that are easy to understand and fairly administered.
I have not heard any business say a regulation that actually works for clean air is a bad thing. If we have clean air, we have fewer days of absenteeism. We have fewer employees who get sick. We have lower costs in that. We have a better work environment.
So Pennsylvania's joined 14 states to challenge the EPA's action. Shapiro says Pennsylvanians can't let the EPA delay the effort for cleaner air.
In fact, the reason why they're delaying it is because I believe the administrator of the EPA wants to kill this effort. And we will not stand idly by and let him do that.
An EPA spokeswoman says the agency won't comment on pending litigation. Dave Davies, WHYY News.